So hey guys, welcome to the movie podcast. Here on this channel, we are going to discuss movies, and just to warn everyone listening, these are going to be spoiler discussions, and today we are going to talk about Avengers Endgame. Yeah, the 22nd movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. As of now, Avengers Endgame is the second highest grossing movie of all time and just below Avatar, which I really hope surpasses it, because I'm not a huge fan of James Cameron's Avatar. Also, here I'm joined with a friend of mine, Utsav Modi, and he's a huge Marvel fan. And to be very truthful, I'm not as big of a fan as him. So let's start the discussion. And first of all, let me just mention a few records which Avengers Endgame broke. It has the biggest worldwide opening, fastest to reach 1 billion worldwide, and biggest international debut. These are just a few, and there are many more records which the movie broke. So now let's start with discussion. So here Utsav Modi is going to share his opinion. So man, what are your thoughts on the movie? And rate it out of 10.
I thought the movie was great. It's a huge, huge event for Marvel fans. It is the sum of all 22 movies which came under MCU. I think the first half is little bit of slow. They could cut down some scenes from it.
Yeah, but the first half was actually boring.
But the last 1 hour was epic. It was a treat for all Marvel fans. And Endgame is the highest movie.
It's grossing.
Yes.
Okay. As of now, I was not aware of that.
It crossed.
How much would you rate it out of 10?
I would rate 9.5.
Okay, so almost 10.
Yeah,
even I felt the first half was kind of boring, like really boring.
It's slow, not boring, but it's slow.
Yeah, the discussions which Hulk had,
that
in the cafe, that was boring.
Yes.
Then also that Fortnite scene, kind of boring.
Yeah, that Alaska scene, it is not necessary though.
Yeah.
It could be smaller.
But still, I rated the movie 10 on 10 on IMDb, like, because when I watched it for the first time, that death scene of Iron Man really hit me hard, man.
The death of Iron Man hits all.
Yeah.
It is very emotional scene for all the fans around there.
Yeah, like 22 movies, around 11 years of journey. Obviously, it was going to hit us really hard. So, what was your favorite moment in the movie?
That Captain took the hammer.
Man, same. Even that was my favorite scene.
I know, I got the spoiler before the movie, but then also the scene was epic.
Yeah, that was my favorite scene, and that was the scene where I decided I'm gonna watch the movie for the second time.
Yeah, man. That last 1 hour had all the things which came.
Yeah, which we ever wanted to see, yeah. Yeah, that hammer scene was awesome. Also, Captain America versus Captain America.
Yeah,
that was also great. I really feel that this movie had a lot of wonderful moments for Captain America.
Yeah, they have given a lot of time to Captain America in this movie, because I think that they have cut most of scenes in Infinity War.
Yeah, Captain. In Infinity War, Captain America had very.
They small. Totally give time to Thanos in that movie. They have built the character of Thanos in that movie. So they have cut all. Most of times of all the heroes.
Yeah. Infinity War had like highest screen time was Thanos, yeah. Also, I feel this movie was huge for Captain America fans also, because in this movie I can easily say Captain America was the most valuable player. He was the MVP of the movie.
Yeah. I don't like him until Civil War. Civil War was great for the Captain America fans. I also thought that in Infinity War his look was great. All the movies I thought Captain Beard and his suit was great in Infinity War.
The Tone suit.
Yes.
Infinity War.
It was epic.
My favorite look, in terms of looks, I feel Captain America looked his best in Endgame.
Endgame was, Endgame
yeah,
suit and look was as same as
most of his
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier is my favorite movie of Marvel. Which is your favorite Marvel movie? Any three.
Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Endgame.
Okay.
And Iron Man.
Okay.
Iron Man 1 and 2.
Iron Man 1 and 2. So, you said 4. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. My three favorite Marvel movies are Captain America Winter Soldier, Civil War, and Endgame. Yeah, so Endgame is kind of...
Endgame
popular.
Was
yeah.
In everyone's list now.
Yeah. It had so many epic moments. I just noticed that all three of my favorite movies are directed by Anthony and Joe Russo.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were your thoughts on cameos? Like, I was shocked when so many old characters came in the movie, because if DC wanted to do this, they could never do it. Or Henry Cavill didn't come for Shazam, that small cameo, and Marvel was able to bring so many old actors.
Yeah, actually they have built this big universe which took them 11 years, and in DC they also have to take time for building this universe.
Yeah, but still, even actors are not very loyal to DC.
Yes. Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill.
Yeah. Like, the main characters of DC, they are kind of leaving or something. Still a controversy.
As if cameo, I know lot of spoilers before the Endgame was released. So, I know some of the cameos, like...
You were, like, sure that those are gonna happen. No, I was not sure. I was actually shocked that Marvel was able to bring so many old characters in the movie.
Before Endgame, they have also brought the Crossbones. But in movie, they brought as the agent, Hydra agent. But by the rumors, they got to tell that he will be Crossbones again.
Okay. And what were your thoughts on Final Battle? The most epic battle in, I guess, movie history.
Yeah, it is
like no words, no. It's awesome.
They have taken all the expectations and all the rumors, all the fan art, all theories, took them in Final Battle.
Yeah, even it really was a great scene where Tony Stark hugged Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it was basically like Iron Man only wanted to do this because he wanted Spider-Man to be like...
It is shown in the movie earlier that also...
Yeah.
He wanted to do that because he sees Spider-Man as his son.
Yeah, like he's the kid he never had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the scene where Thanos fights Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
That was so strong scene.
That scene, nobody...
expected.
Yes, nobody has expected this scene.
Yeah. So, and also, it was also a great moment where Thanos broke Captain America's shield.
Yeah. But it was hinted in Avengers Age of Ultron.
What?
That Captain Shield will broke.
Yeah.
Broke by someone.
Yeah. It was hinted there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remembered that scene when I was watching the movie. That's why I thought Cap is going to die. Even Hulk might die, because in Age of Ultron, that's what the scene was.
I basically, by that scene, I thought that Captain America will die, because Tony Stark has a huge fan following in
all
the MCU movies. So, by killing Tony Stark, they lost so many fan followings from their MCU universe.
Yeah, he was the one who started.
I never thought that Tony Stark will die, because they will lose so many fans.
Yeah. Even I am a huge Iron Man fan. And it really hit me hard. And also the funeral scene, we got to see that kid from Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
And almost we got to see everyone. I don't think we missed out on anyone who is alive and who wasn't old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Also, you remember, Peter Parker, this thing, Tom Holland was told that
yes,
it's a marriage
scene. Wedding.
Yeah, wedding scene. It was really funny that he was told that it's a wedding scene because of his...
If you see that scene very carefully, you will see that Tom Holland is laughing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He's smiling like, I had no idea.
But they fixed it by CGI or something, I don't know, but I have seen like that.
I watched the movie second time also in theater, but I think the movie was not as much fun the second time. Like, if I had to rate it after watching it for the second time, I would rate it 8 or 7.5.
Yeah,
because it's really boring. Not because of the spoilers. I was still excited for Captain America scenes, also the snap by Iron Man, but still, the first 1 hour is really hard to sit through.
Yeah, the first hour is almost not boring,
yeah,
but
you can just
slow.
Say it's very slow. It's way too slow.
Yeah. So seeing it again, it brings the rating down also.
Yeah.
Watch we all are waiting for second half. If you see the movie for second or third time, you always
I like, why this 1 hour?
Yes.
I realize that.
You directly see the second half.
Yeah. The time where they start time travel. Yeah. That's when it gets interesting. Also, I think they didn't do justice to Hulk's character. Like, Professor Hulk, I'm not a huge fan of him. I feel the old Hulk was better. This one is more comedic.
Yeah. It is right. But Hulk character is now proper developed.
The
end of the
comics
end game.
Comics accurate, right?
Yes.
I never read any comics. Also, I don't follow comics as you do.
No, I actually don't read comics, but I know all the stuff.
Yeah, so
comics.
You kind of follow what's happening there. I don't do that. So, to me, like, as someone who has only watched movies, I didn't really enjoy that part of Hulk. Also, Thor. Fat Thor. Now, that's something to discuss about. A lot of people didn't like it. A lot did like it. So, yeah, maybe if something like this happened in real life, what they showed was real. Yeah, he was in depression and that's why he started having carbs. And yeah, so that was...
I personally also don't like, because they have they've shown Thor so much strong in Infinity War.
Yeah.
And suddenly they changed Thor by showing him weak and...
but
depressed.
He blamed himself for the snap, actually. That's why.
They showed because they want to show Captain Marvel the strongest character.
That's the worst thing.
Yes.
She was a huge show-off in the beginning. She was like, leave it up to me. Last time you didn't have me. I was like, you're not that strong also.
Yeah, I think that Captain Marvel should introduce after the endgame.
Yeah.
She was that would
very
be better.
Confident.
Yeah.
Overconfident in the movie. I didn't like her. I didn't even like
me
Captain
too.
Marvel.
But I like that Captain Marvel has so much it has so less showtime in the movie.
It's like Superman situation. Now they can't have her in most of the battles because she's so strong, she can do anything.
Yeah, but they have given little screen time to Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That's good. Although, if they given screen time as Captain America, the movie will be disaster.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Definitely. Because it wasn't... she's too strong for the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, yeah. That is something. Now, what about Black Widow? Scarlett Johansson's character. What were your thoughts on her when she sacrificed herself?
I think it is... quite
sad, but it didn't hit you that hard, right?
Yes, because she was always the side character, not in the main. She came in the main in the endgame only.
Yeah, you can say that. She got...
So, directly by killing her, it's not that hard to fans.
Yeah. It didn't hit me that hard. Yeah,
I felt
sad, but it didn't actually hit me during the movie. Only when Tony Stark dies, Robert Downey Jr., the perfect, he had the best goodbye, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It was such a respectable end to his character arc, but still. But which do you like better, Logan's end or Iron Man's end?
I think I'll say Iron Man because Logan's have situation of her daughters in there.
Yeah.
They don't have whole X-Men family.
Yeah.
Around when he died.
Yeah.
But Tony's situation is...
he sacrificed himself.
Yes, he sacrificed
for almost half the universe.
Whole universe, not half.
Yeah, like half was snapped away, right? So
half snapped away, but the second Thanos...
Yeah, Thanos decided to actually destroy the entire universe.
Yeah.
And so he saved the entire universe, you can say that. Yeah, I just realized he saved the entire universe. I never noticed that before. So, what else were your thoughts on the movies?
The movie was quite good.
I really enjoyed every second of it after they started the time travel thing.
Yeah.
Before that, it was still
good. I think the first half is also good. It is good for the characters which they build up till the end of the endgame.
Yeah.
It is necessary for the characters.
Thor joined Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
So
it is said that it is rumored, not true. So, can't say anything.
So, like, he might not be the part of Guardians of the
might
Galaxy.
Might or might not be.
Okay. Still, I guess he will be.
Yeah.
Because
mostly he will be.
Yeah. He was a good... He might be a good fit to the team. But when we think about Thor, he lost so much in just one day. Because right after Ragnarok, Infinity War happened.
Yeah.
So, for Thor, it was just one day where he lost his entire planet, also half of his people, and also his brother.
His hammer.
Yeah, his hammer.
His hammer.
His brother, his best friend.
Yeah. All
He lost almost everything.
Half universe in one day.
Yeah, for him. But still, he personally lost a lot of things in just one day. So yeah, that is actually sad.
If you see him like that, then the character which is showed in Endgame, it was right.
It was justice to the character, Yeah, so that was the discussion on Endgame. You want to add anything else?
No.
Any character? What were your thoughts on this thing? Hawkeye, in the beginning, he had no idea what happened.
The character which they showed in Endgame was perfect for him.
Yeah.
But they retired him also.
Retired?
Yeah. Oh. Almost original 6 Avengers are retired. Hulk with a broken hand.
Yeah.
Thor is future but not sure.
Yeah.
Black Widow died. Ronin retired. Tony Stark died. Captain America became Hulk.
I'm just gonna miss Captain America and Iron Man.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, out of everyone, I'm gonna miss these two. Like, I'm not sure I can see Marvel without these two.
They showed the main three characters, Thor, Iron Man and Captain America in last fight. But if they showed the main three characters are almost dead. Tony Stark died eventually.
Yeah.
Captain America is all old.
He's old, so
there are chances that they have
that old Captain America comics, right?
No. They can bring him again from past.
Okay.
That's one possibility. And Thor character is now depressed, so by the end of the movie, all the fans thought that Thor will not come again.
Okay, but he's in Guardians, maybe.
Yeah.
Not sure, right? So, that's all. We don't want to add anything else.
Yes.
Yeah. Even I don't think we left out anything. We discussed the entire movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that was the Avengers Endgame podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you are listening to this on Anchor, then you can check the link in my profile for my IMDb ratings of all movies and TV shows I have watched. Also, stay tuned. A lot more podcasts are gonna come really soon, and I hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening.